Riding high on global energy prices, the UAE has witnessed astonishing levels of economic growth over the past 5 years. The country is experiencing one of the world's largest construction and real estate booms. In order to accommodate tourists and foreign investors, hundreds of gleaming skyscrapers are being built, some of the tallest and most opulent in the world. Visitors to Dubai are invariably impressed by this modern metropolis. But what they don't see are more than 500,000 construction workers recruited from the poorest areas of South Asia, often working under terrible conditions to build these luxurious towers. Migrant workers account for more than 90% of the workforce in the private sector. Brought to the UAE by recruitment agencies that charge fees for job placements, many workers soon find themselves heavily in debt. For the first few years, most of their wages go to repay these loans. Employers sometimes withhold workers' passports and up to 2 months of wages to guarantee that they won't run away. This is a common practice that's outright illegal, even under UAE law. Thousands of workers go completely unpaid for long periods of time, causing them great hardship. Some even go hungry, without the money to buy food. Workers can earn as little as $4 a day. The law requires the government to put in place a minimum wage, but it has never done so. Far too often, construction workers labor under dangerous, sometimes fatal, conditions. They are vulnerable to high rates of death and injury, especially when working night shifts while building high-rises. The embassies of South Asian countries know that hundreds of workers are dying each year because they're shipping the bodies back home. But the UAE government only acknowledges a few dozen deaths. The government bans labor organizations, and workers who try to strike for better conditions are deported. Many foreign workers return home without complaint and enjoy the fruits of their labor. But far too many of them endure appalling working conditions that help to keep the United Arab Emirates in business. This kind of exploitation has no place in a modern, dynamic, and obviously wealthy country. The UAE has some good labor laws on the books. Now it's time for the government to enforce them.